rabid anti-conservative Bette Midler to be Kennedy Center honoree. By David Ng on July 21, 2021. Bette Midler will receive one of the country's highest cultural distinctions when the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., hands out its annual awards later this year, elevating the anti-conservative singer-actress into the national pantheon of the country's top performing artists. Throughout her nearly 50-year career, Bette Midler has starred in numerous movies and created several hit albums. But more recently, she has been more active as an anti-conservative activist, using her massive social media following to launch attacks on Republicans, conservative figures, and the United States itself. She has even championed physical violence against certain conservative politicians, including Donald Trump and Senator Rand Paul, RKY. The Kennedy Center announced Wednesday the next recipients of the annual Kennedy Center Honors, which will be handed out December 5 and will later be broadcast on CBS. In addition to Midler, this year's honorees include NBC's Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels, singers Joni Mitchell and Justino Diaz, and Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. The event will be the first traditional Kennedy Center honor ceremony to be held since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. "We are prepared to throw the party to end all parties in D.C. on December 5th, fading these extraordinary people and welcoming audiences back to our campus," Kennedy Center President Deborah Rutter said in Wednesday's announcement. The most recent ceremony was postponed until May of this year, with the festivities spread over several days. Midler's attacks on conservatives have frequently been nasty and profane in nature. The Hollywood star recently called the idea of American exceptionalism to be such bullshit and compared the late Rush Limbaugh to the Ku Klux Klan. Last year, she told then-White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany to go fuck yourself while urging Joe Biden to kick then-President Donald Trump in the nuts. She again championed physical violence when she praised the neighbor who physically assaulted Senator Rand Paul, RKY, resulting in the senator sustaining several broken ribs. In one of her most notorious insults, Midler made fun of then-First Lady Melania Trump's accent, calling her an illegal alien who can't speak English. Midler endorsed New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg's bid for the White House last year before eventually backing Biden. Past Kennedy Center honors recipients include Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, Kirk Douglas, Aretha Franklin, Morgan Freeman, and Plácido Domingo. As Breitbart News reported, the Kennedy Center received $25 million in stimulus funding last year as part of the federal government's $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.